Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I continue to be jumping out of my seat with the amazing heroes that we have. And it is your unique opportunity to be able to learn from them and really what drives them. Because all of them have in common is this strong passion. And how do you continue to keep that passion alive? And that's part of what this show helps to teach. You can learn from them. I certainly do. And it's just amazing and an honor, really. We started off the show with the chairman of Flexjet. We're talking about a second largest fractional jet ownership, $1.6 billion company. You could reach him at flexjet.com. We had the founder just recently of Flying Over Time. You could reach him by going to flyingovertime.org. They're celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Spirit of St. Louis. Now let's talk about, and this is going to get you hungry. We interviewed the celebrity pilot, right, who flew for Bill Clinton. Now we have the celebrity chef. Now get this, she's been serving her culinary expertise for over 20 years as a private chef for celebrities and, yes, also non-celebrities. Welcome Chef Zipporah, and you could reach her at chefzipporah.com. That's chefzipora.com. Now, Chef Zipporah, you've cooked for some famous people, Scarlett Johansson, Mariah Carey, Pierce Brosnan, and others. What's the most requested meal, though, that your clients want?
Believe it or not, they just, you know, I mean, want to eat simple food that, you know, go, if they, especially if they have a special goals, if they need to lose weight for a particular show, or maybe models needs to be a shot, you know. So that's what they required. Other than this, mostly these people eat just regular food, simple day-to-day, of course, delicious, healthy, nutritious, but nothing special. If they want something special, is only when we go all out, when we have some guests, and that's what we, you know, just do all out, other than this.
So how does it work? Somebody wants to hire you. Do you bring the food? Do they get the food? Do you cook? How does that whole process work?
Right. Okay, so there's two kinds of chefs. There is a personal chef, the one who come to your home once a week, cook for all the dinners, usually five dinners, put this in your fridge, and then leave the home. All what the person does, come, open a bottle of wine, heat up the food, and enjoy. Enjoy the kids, enjoy whatever, because they have extra time. The private chef is a person, is somebody that come to your home, cook only for one family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and stay with you for 5 to 6 days, for short or long time.
Now, you could reach, again, Chef Zipporah by going to chefzipporah.com. You can also go to alliances.com. We'll have the link there, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Now, Chef Zipporah, I need to ask you, what's the secret to making vegetables taste good so that my kids and all of those that are listening right now could, you know, bear to eat so many healthy vegetables?
I think my best secret is to get the kids involved. When the kids feel that they're involved and have part of the decision, now they're more inclined to eat the food. And sometimes you have to be clever. For example, one lady asked me last week to make brownies. But she said, can you make it more healthy? I said, sure. So we put some carrots and spinach. The kids didn't know, and they said it was the best brownies they ever ate. So, you know, I mean, work both ways.
Now, we learn about the cooking, and everybody, you know, says, again, like you said, you know, they want healthy food and that. What, though, have you seen the style of cooking that is the healthiest? Is it Mediterranean, or is it truly where you can have any type of food and create a way to make it help more healthy?
I would say yes to both. But, you know, my answer is, you know, there is not particular one food that fit to particular one person. We all have a different bodies, different way we metabolize the food. So some people very good to eat a lot of meat and protein. Some other people good on vegetarian, many, many things. So I just personally go individually and fit whatever fit for the person.
Fantastic. Let me ask you too now. I know you work with a lot of celebrities and stuff, but also you work with non-celebrities, right?
Right.
And what is the process then for them to engage your services?
Okay, the celebrity goes through agency, you know, because it's a lot of security involved. The non-celebrity just go onto my website and call me.
And then you can come to their house, you can deliver, you can, or you cook in their home.
Right, so the first thing, you know, we'll talk, and then I'll come to their home, give them consultation. We'll find out what they want to accomplish, you know, what's the goal, what they like, what they don't like, if they have food allergies, how to engage the kid. Then I make some special program, we go through it again, and then I bring the food, cook for them.
Well, I know as a client of yours, your food is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And I mean, I've never felt better. In fact, even I know that our famous producer, Glue, from loopydocs.com, who's here too in the studio, is engaging your services too for her and her family. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to Where Entrepreneurs Align, along with me, David Kogan. Be part of the community, alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. In fact, celebrity chef Sephora, you also are part of Alliances. In fact, you've attended some of our recent roundtable experiences. Share with us what it's like being part of Alliances and being part of the roundtable that we have each week.
First of all, it's the most professional, warm group that I have experienced. Also, I like the fact that we not just only come to get something, but we come to give, which is very, very important. So I find myself surrounded around people. They, of course, want to explore their business, but at the same time, they're willing and really willing and able to help you in new business. And so it's so amazing, you know. I mean, it's like professionalism as well as warm and welcoming. So I love it. Thank you.
So if you were teaching a class of, you know, children who wanted to learn how to cook, and there could be somebody there who, one of the children that want to actually be able to have the privilege to be able to do this for a living, because a lot of people like to cook, but to be able to do it as a living, you know, is truly a privilege and stuff. What kind of advice would you share with them to be able to follow their passion and be able to maybe someday do this as a profession as you have?
I would say, I repeat like what I heard one of the previous guests said. If you love to do something and you have passion and compassion, then it will be easy for you because you don't feel that you're working. You feel that you're doing what you love to do. And by the way, you also get paid for it. So my advice for the kids to know is that's what you really want to do. And if that's the case, then it's going to be easy for you.
Fantastic. Well, Chef Zipporah, you improve people's lives through food and education programs. You create comfort foods in harmony with health. You're a hero, and I can't wait to see if we could try some of those brownies you just talked about, the healthy brownies. So make sure you contact Chef Zipporah, chefzipora.com. And when we return, the secret hero will be revealed. David Kogan with Alliances.